Definitely an anti-fascist. You should also be an anti-fascist. I really hope for you you are, because otherwise you should get educated and ask.
I don't like fascists, but Antifa generally are pretty fascist.
Oh my God.
My favorite thing about the Antifa in Europe is they're actually, at least here, they're no. Is that they're I'm not going to say they're harmless, because I know there's some extremely violent Antifa people in Europe as well. But here in Davos,
violent.
They really are clowns.
Avi Amini for Rebel News in Davos, Switzerland, a day before the World Economic Forum is set to begin. Behind us, Antifa is rallying for God knows what.
Well, these are the folks we saw that were bussed in from Germany. There's two big diesel buses that brought these folks in last night. They're not, I mean, they're radical in their message, but they're not radical in their actions. They, in fact, organized with the city of Davos to stay in the city school. So they couldn't be more government official-y if they tried. I mean, you see the Antifa cloak there and some clowns. That's their best foot forward. But I think they're here to hoot and holler.
How are you doing?
What did you say? Can you repeat it, please?
I was just referring to your Antifa cape.
And what were you saying to it?
And I was saying that here in Germany, Antifa is very corporate. But you guys are
from
Germans.
Ask me.
Who paid for the diesel buses that brought you guys in from Germany?
I have a train abonnement. I took that.
I saw the two big diesel buses that everyone was brought in. Who paid for those?
Oh, you think that's the problem? That's the big issue? Or what is...
Why won't you answer my question?
Who
paid
for
it?
So there are. We did see a couple of buses. Who's paying for those buses and the camp that you guys are staying in?
I don't know that, but everything is collective. We had a public crowdfunding of 5,000 francs.
That's 5,000 francs won't get you the building that you got.
In Klosters Platz
is where you guys are staying. Correct? In their school. Yeah, you're camping out there.
One night, yeah, as you can see on the website.
How did you ask me?
I'm a clown.
It was very similar to how the WEF was organized. We just called our friends.
Yeah.
We were like,
you?
Oh, yes, no, but it's everybody
in the organization, you know, yeah, people organize, but we are more self-organized.
You're saying the same thing on the outside, the Klaus Schwab is saying on the inside.
Is there a big Antifa in Switzerland?
I'm definitely an anti-fascist. But this is not a movement. You should also be an anti-fascist. I really hope for you you are, because otherwise you should get educated and ask.
I don't like fascists, but Antifa, I don't know about here, but around the world, generally are pretty fascist themselves.
Oh my God. Get informed. That's not true.
I don't know. Look, I don't know. You seem like, sweet. You don't seem
no,
like...
But
you don't
I,
seem
I'm
like...
Not,
the
I'm not just Swiss, so I...
Where are you from?
I'm also Peruvian. Okay. And sorry, but no, it's not fascist at all. And I think it's a projection that has been said well on it. And the main issue, why I also say it's important to have it, is because the dialogue is quite big. And now with the war, I think you're aware, the dialogue between what is fascist or not is big. A lot of people are afraid.
Which war?
To speak out between Israel and Palestine. And I think a lot of people are very afraid. So I think it's important to say we are all anti-fascist. We should be. We had here the Second World War just next door in Germany. Switzerland, did they ever work it up? What? How was their involvement?
What does the war have to do? I'm just confused.
Just to say, because I think in this point it's important that we create the awareness that we have to talk about fascism. And
so who's fascist in that war?
No, that's nothing. Nobody, I would say, is fascist in that war.
I
don't know individuals, but I would say in general the dialogue is the wrong. That we see it. It's about always this, and we see also that a lot of movements took a long time to. How do we position? Because it's so tough, you know. And I think also for European countries, even more, like that's what I felt. And I think as somebody who is Latinx and Swiss, I can say, and I know how the Swiss multinationals and banks destroy my country in Peru, where we have impact of climate change way worse. And their fascism is also existing. Since 1 year, we have over 80 people that have been killed. Nobody here gives a shit about that while they're investing. Since the former president wanted to make a putsch, she was incarcerated. Her vice president came and she made with the ultra-right, with the Fujimoristas, she made treatments, and they started to kill people. They started to put police like this, but with active shots, you know. It's not like in privileged situations where we also are, where we have maybe repression. but there it's life or death. So sorry, but if I say I'm an anti-fascist, it's not, I'm in a movement, I'm in an anti-fascist. No, sorry, this is the wrong dialogue. This is how media want to frame us. We have to speak about, no, fascism, authoritarianism should not be further accepted. We have to stand together as one community. In Peru, we have one vision, which is the Cosmo vision from the Andes. And we believe we all are a society, not just humans.
Can you define, because I'm a bit confused, because you seem a bit very different to the people that wear the same flag in Australia and in Canada. What is a fascist to you? Define fascism.
I kind of don't feel, and because he's filming and I don't know what you use, and I think we spoke last year with that for climate, actually.
Ah, there we go. So, but
I don't right now, you know so what? It's the, not my role, but I ask people, because there are, I think...
But you're the one wearing that flag. You're wearing
yeah,
that flag.
Yeah, I explained it to you.
No, so I want to know what, right but wing. I want to know what fascism means. Because
it depends
because,
on the context, okay, but so we let me know give you, in general, it's right wing, especially white people in the context of Latin America, where it has not per se to do with the Second World War and truism or not.
So white people this are the fascists.
In Latin America, it's, for example, much okay. more. And there you see...
But you're wearing it here in Switzerland. So
no, but I'm here with my Quinto Suyo Suiza Peru, with my community as well. So don't
I just want to know why you're wearing an Antifa...
To make a statement.
And what's that statement?
That we have to be anti-fascist.
And what is a fascist?
All of thinking.
And what's a fascist?
It depends. It's somebody right-wing populist that is willing to oppress other people. In regarding the thing, it's not anymore the discussion for me in all the context, the anti-fascist discussion, as it was in the Second World War.
Well, a lot of people that march under that flag around the world, they act very fascist, even
as
during
I
COVID.
Explained to you,
even
maybe
during COVID,
in your countries, which sure. you just mentioned. So please don't project.
No. I'm asking. I'm trying.
Because
I'm asking.
I speak about Peru
I'm asking.
And Switzerland, and I explain.
I'm asking.
Yeah, but you're not asking because you're making a statement, and then you say not. So if you're really interested,
I am interested in what you define fascist.
And I told you why I put it on. Because it is different dialogues. And sorry, but in Switzerland, we have maybe another, you know, it's more based on the Second World War. And as I say, in Latin America, it's another discussion.
Yeah.
But oppressive and extreme right wing that are very often very...
What about extreme left wing? Can they be fascist?
Fascist not, because I think in the definition, but they can be extremist and they can be also...
They can't be fascist?
Fascist, no, they... No, it's so
fascism.
I never met somebody
so
who is.
Can you give me the definition of fascism?
Yeah, I mean, it depends, as I told you. For me, it depends.
I don't think you know what fascism means.
That's okay if you want to protect it, but I don't feel I want to give you an answer. So you can put me in a box that you want to frame it and put in. No, you know what? Let's take care.
No.
You know what? Be a good journalist and stop kind of putting answers into. Please put that with the rich people. Ask the, you know, ask.
Oh, if you don't, if you know who I am, you will see. You will see. I put a lot of questions. I'm here. I challenge the WEF, but I also I see it two sides of the same coin. I see you guys doing the same extreme stuff they do on the other side of the coin.
Where do we do that?
Well, I think the flag you're wearing represents that, and either you don't know. Well, around the world, maybe not here.
Not in Peru and not in El Avayala territory. Sorry. Really not. So I think go once to South America and learn about it more, because I think the countries you mentioned that you know of seems for me, I'm sorry, but it has maybe a little bit a closer identity also what is maybe in the European Western society. You know, it's a bit more privileged, right? So maybe ask an Aborigine what he thinks.
About Antifa.
Yeah, and how he perceives it. I don't know, and I agree. Yeah. Maybe yes, in some contexts where I cannot speak for everyone, so I don't say your truth is not true.
The truth is the truth, but
no, that your truth. What
I
you
don't have a truth. There is a truth. There is no person.
It's not true, but I also say my experience has been different.
Sure.
And I ask you to respect it, and I wanted to explain it, but you kept on imposing, and that's just a bit tiring because I feel it could be different. But yeah, move on.
I feel like as someone who is living here, I feel like it's really important that we enable conversation. And if you say what does it stand for, or you put your framing what it stands for in your perception.
Because they're far right wing, rebel news, you know, they're known, but for that, so they want to hear.
Why do you put me into a box because you read about me? Come and throw. What views of mine are far right?
No, now I let you talk because I do your talk.
Well, in my experience, it's very important that we enable these conversations, and I think it would be very necessary to have these conversations in a more broad spectrum as well. No, because now some people are meeting, and they can have their conversations, but maybe they are blind to some issues that are happening. Because we have the, not we, but like people here have the power, so we also have the responsibility. Let's talk about how far goes this responsibility and what can we do.
All right.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank Thanks. You.
They are very different to the Antifa in Melbourne and Canada, but I don't know if it's if it is it a genuine they don't know what Antifa is it, or I don't know.
Who is allowed to define that?
Well, they define themselves in Australia and Canada.
It's enough.
Yeah. Thank you.
See when you talk about fascism, that is fascism.
I mean, I think that this is a very controlled and scripted thing. We saw. In Clausters, the town where we're staying, one train station away, these folks were bussed in on diesel buses. Everything was scripted. Everything was organized. They were handed their signs. There were a few leaders who were doing the chants, and everyone.
You're talking. Sorry.
Oh, so
that's not
where
true.
Did you? Where did you?
Why do you think everything was organized? And that's bullshit. That's just you can't tell this.
Well, I just did.
What?
You know what I find fitting is the clown costumes here.
Yeah, see, that's the thing. The clown's allowed to be a clown, but the message is very carefully organized. We saw them in Clausters yesterday. It was like a military operation, and what was so weird to me is
that
we're...
No, that's not true. It's not a military operation. Sorry, mister. That's not true.
Okay,
this
well, that's your opinion.
This is a military operation.
No, they're here to make sure you don't
smash things.
This
is a military operation. Sorry to disrupt you, but I will not allow
I got
to
tell you, Avi, my favorite thing about the Antifa in Europe is they're actually, at least here, they're... No. I'm not going to say they're harmless, because I know there's some extremely violent Antifa people in Europe as well. But here in... Here in Davos, they really are clowns.
From the promenade in Davos, on the day before it all starts, WEFreports.com. You can follow all the action, and if you support our mission here on the ground, chip in a couple bucks, because unlike this lot, there's nobody funding us.
WEFreports.com will be here all week. These folks have to go back to Berlin, but we'll be here the whole week.